heart of Michigan, the greatest state in America, right here in the middle of forgotten America. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. And this is the Steve Gruber Show for Monday, September 9, 2019. Hour number three here are three big things you need to know. Brand new. Number three, you're warned to be on the lookout for a football team. It seems the University of Michigan has lost its team and concerned fans have been asked to be on the lookout for the squad. Those concerns arose after more than 111,000 people saw nothing resembling Michigan football again on Saturday in Ann Arbor. Oh, and while you're at it, if you see a team in the vicinity of Detroit, never mind. Number two, a shocking University of Michigan survey finds more college kids smoking weed than in years past. Yeah, I'm shocked. I'm sure you are too. And number one, the budget battle. And fixing the damned roads remains a top priority at the top of the page for lawmakers in Lansing. But is anything going to happen? We just talked to Rich Studley from the chamber about this. It just seems there's a lot of posturing and conversation, not a lot of progress. 22 days, if you count today, before October 1st and the deadline. I agree that it's time to go behind closed doors, leave the television cameras and the radio microphones behind, go in there and figure out what you can get done. We can't be in a situation where we're just, you know, wandering around with no clear direction and no clear budget. We can't do that anymore. It's time to step up. I think, as Rich Studley said quite appropriately, get to work, get it done. Get to work and get it done. You can't fiddle around anymore. It's time to make it happen. It really is. You know, the economy is good in Michigan. Things are going well, and it's time to step up, knuckle down, and make it happen. In fact, the economy's good everywhere for the most part. Now, there are some indicators that it might be slowing down. And, of course, you see Democrats and members of the media cheering the opportunity for the economy to slow down. Whoever would cheer for the economy to slow down, for there to be bad times ahead, it's absurd to me. But it's what goes on sometimes. And it's what's going on now. So let me give you an example of how I know the economy is going well. Barack Obama, for example. Barack Obama, his former chair of the Council of Economic Advisors, the CEA, the Council of Economic Advisors, says the economy is doing great. It's doing great. You can't even argue with it. Here it is on CNBC, bite number four, with Barack Obama's chair of the Council of Economic Advisors, what he says about what's going on right now, bite four.
156,000 jobs a month. That's more than we need to keep the unemployment rate steady, to keep the labor market improving. The five previous months also averaged about 150,000. That's the pace we're on. Where I would look to judge the job market is, number one, wages. That was very good news on the wage front, 0.4 for the month, 3.2% year over year. And another statistic here is the labor force participation rate. That was up 0.2 to 63.2. If you look over the last year, labor force participation is up 0.5 point. That's 0.5 point even as people are getting older, people are retiring, and that's because we're continuing to create jobs above the replacement level.
Above the replacement level, we're creating jobs. We're creating jobs. In fact, it doesn't matter where you look. It doesn't matter where you look. The economic numbers are being applauded for all communities. Here it is on Fox Business, bite number five, go.
Now, average hourly wages up 0.4% month over month. For the last 12 months, it's up 3.2%. Now, the labor force participation rate edged up at 63.2%. Average hourly work week also up 0.1 hour to 34.4 hours. Non-supervisory wages rose 11 cents. The white unemployment rate, 3.4%. Black unemployment rate at a historic low since they've been keeping records in 1972, 5.5%. Hispanic unemployment rate, 4.2%. Asian unemployment rate, 2.8%.
There you have it. So I just got a note from our colleague in the news business here in Michigan, Chad Livengood, dropped me a note here just a moment ago from Cranes Detroit. New article in the headline, Whitmer and Republican legislature to proceed on state budget without a road funding deal. That's the headline. A little bit of breaking news for you today. Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the Michigan legislature's Republican leaders have agreed to set aside any deal on road funding and focus on passing a state budget with 3 weeks to go until the constitutional deadline to avert a government shutdown. That's the news coming out of Lansing. Whitmer, along with Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey and House Speaker Lee Chatfield, releasing a joint statement this morning stating that they're negotiating a budget deal separate from a long-term plan for fixing Michigan's crumbling infrastructure in transportation. All right. So we're hoping for a call from Chad Livengood in just a moment. But first, we're going to go to the Common Sense Hotline. By the way, your thoughts are available to be shared at 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. Who do we have on the line there? Ken checking in from Rogers City. Ken, good morning.
Good morning. Steve, just a quick question on all these tax hikes they want to put on, you know, for fixing the roads on gas and stuff. Whatever happened, how come nobody talks about the gas tax that was passed before Snyder left office? I forget the word for it. It's like a progressive tax. It was 5 cents, like say 5 cents this year, then it's going to go up 5 cents next year, and then 5 cents the following year. Now, that's still in effect. Why isn't nobody talking about that?
Well, some people are. Some people actually suggest that that they should wait, they being the legislature, should wait till that becomes fully implemented because it's being phased in over time, as you point out, Ken. And it needs to be phased in before all of that revenue comes in. And the other concern is this, that I think that we all share, and that is if you pass another tax increase and then it goes to something besides roads and infrastructure, that doesn't work for any of us. Now, does it?
No, it doesn't. That's another thing. When they say, you know, going for the roads, why don't they put it towards the roads? And not only that, there's you've had them on the program before, where there's congressmen that are saying that there's enough money in the coffers already to fix the roads if it was just managed right.
Well, exactly right. Thank you for checking in, my friend. Greatly appreciated. By the way, for anybody else, the Common Sense Hotline is 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. This would be a big deal for both the governor and the Republicans to step away from a funding deal for the roads and focus solely on getting a budget in place by the required October 1st deadline. But the governor previously had said she wouldn't do a deal without road funding. This seems to be a deviation from that point of view. I will get Chad Livengood on when we can, when get a chance to talk about that. But it's a good article. It's a Cranes Detroit. And there you have it. All right, this part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company. They're offering you something today that's pretty special, a free water test. That's right, a free water test. You want to know what's in your water. After all the headlines out there, isn't peace of mind worth a free water test? The answer is, of course it is. Go to SteveGruber.com, click on the Wolverine button, get your free water test right now. I mean, what do you got to lose? The answer is nothing. The Steve Gruber Show.
September is Weight Loss and Body Contouring Month at Wyckoff Wellness, and it's your chance to drop pounds, lose inches, save some money, and find the new you. In September, save 20% on their HCG and ketogenic weight loss programs and save 20% off Virju Body Contouring and Cellulite Reduction Packages. Wyckoff Wellness is here to help you reach your weight loss and body contouring goals, and September is the best time to get started and save 20%. Call 517-333-7270 or go to wyckoffwellness.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.